Well, Cambridge is a trial area for e-bikes, e-scooters. We've started to see them on the streets of Cambridge already. I'm joined on the line again by Mike Haywood from Woodfines. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hello there, Neil.
Talk to us about this, or tell us about this. It's a scheme, it's a trial scheme. What does it involve? What are we looking at?
Yeah, certainly what a really exciting scheme to that extent. That from July this year, the government have enabled these e-scooters to be used on some of the streets of our cities and towns in the UK, Cambridge being one, Milton Keynes being another in this particular region. What's really important is that there is a distinction between the e-scooters that are being permitted to be used in trial areas, such as in Cambridge, to simply saying, well, I can use an electric scooter on any part of the carriageway anywhere. So you simply can't do that. The Road Traffic Act still defines them as a mechanically propelled vehicle. So anything that's on the road with wheels that is mechanically propelled, in this case, of course, it's battery powered, therefore would then trigger the need to have insurance, to have a license, and to be otherwise legal. So do not see this as a green light just to go out there and buy a e-scooter and go out onto the roads as usual. This is about the trial areas, and you will see them around the city now in certain designated areas. So you're looking at that aspect. These can be used on the road, but certainly can't be used on the pavement, unless, of course, it's a designated roadway as such that the local authority have permitted to be used. And it's interesting because we see these as e-scooters. In fact, the law talks about them being powered transporters. But in fact, when I listen to powered transporters, it conjures something more up about Star Trek and being transported from across the galaxy. But what the whole purpose of this really was, to try and encourage people away from public transport during COVID implications and the impact that we're seeing of that, to try and get people outside to get on their bikes. Now, I know Cambridge is not short of people on their bicycles at the best of times, of course, but this is something about trialing it, seeing how it works across other areas so that it can be rolled out across the country. Now, of course, we're talking at a time when we're about to go from the 5th of November into another 3 to 4 week lockdown type of situation. But of course, certain exercise can be taken as an individual and meeting one other person. And people, of course, are still able to go on to essential journeys. So I think these are going to be a little bit more for those that need to go on those essential journeys at the moment, perhaps getting from their home over to the hospital or from their home to go and do certain essential shopping. But please be careful on these. It's interesting because the law doesn't actually enforce the need for people to wear a scooter. But these are machines, powered transporters, that can in fact get up to speeds of around 15 miles per hour. Mm. The ones in Cambridge, I believe, are limited to 10 miles per hour, which may not seem all that fast. But in fact, if you see one go by, you'll realise it is quite fast. So whether the law requires it or not, or the guidance requires it or not, I do think people should still put their helmets on. Another aspect is you do have to actually hold a license to be able to ride on one of these. It's not the case that you can just go and pay your money and get on board and ride it down the road. You do have to join an app. You do have to ensure that you're uploading your driving license. It's like Quirk, because the ones in Cambridge, I believe you have to be 18 or over to ride one. And whilst the license requirement is there, it actually does in law allow somebody that's the age of 16 to ride one on a provisional license.
Right.
As a motoring lawyer, I don't quite understand some of those, that particular provision of a provisional license holder, because as we know, provisional license holder would normally be supervised at the time that they're learning to drive and so on. So I imagine that that's why the 18-year-old rule has been put in respect of the hiring of these e-scooters.
Okay.
One of the other aspects is if you actually owned one of these and you were to use one on the road, as if it was a motorbike, of course, there would be insurance requirements. The e-scooters that are being used as trials are rented and insurance is actually provided as part of that rental agreement. But again, be cautious. Are we watching very carefully if there's any actual litigation that arises out of these being involved in any form of collision or causing any damage and those aspects of it? So let's be really cautious, whatever the regulations are.
So when you're out riding them, normal highway code rules apply. What about cycle lanes? Are you allowed in them or do you have to stay away from them?
No, in fact, you've got some designated areas of Cambridge where they're going to be marked. You do have an aspect that they can be used on cycle lanes as long as they are designated regions. So do look at those very carefully indeed. They are able to go onto a road as part of the trial. But again, these are going to be monitored, and they're going to be electronically monitored to the extent that if you then ride one of these outside of that location, then they can actually switch them off. Again, I want to really see how that's going to work in practice, that they can actually be shut down. So plan your route as such, know what you're dealing with, have a look at the website, make sure that your route enables you to go onto those locations, and as I said before, keep very safe when using them.
I mean, as a transport lawyer on things like that, are you pro them or against them?
Well, I have to say that we already share the roads with a lot of road users. I'm very much for the advancements in relation to electronic vehicles, automated vehicles, the way that we're reducing emissions. I think it's an absolutely superb aspect. What we have to ensure is that everybody is educated in their use, and that includes those that aren't on them themselves. So it's about making sure that people know that we're going to be sharing the roads with cycles, with motorcycles, with large passenger vehicles, with lorries, cars, vans, and of course e-scooters. And they have as much place on the road as any other propelled vehicle, in my view. Of course, you've also got pedestrians. So it's about ensuring that everybody has regard to all road users at all times. And sharing the road is a phrase that I use a lot, because that's what we do. A lot of groups, whether you're a van driver, whether you're a bus driver, whether you're a car driver or a cyclist, a lot of people take the view, but this is my domain. The road is shared by us all, and therefore we have to have regard to everybody's safety aspects and to look out for each other on that basis. So, long answer. The short answer is, of course, this is an advancement. It's a way that people can get around. It reduces parking costs. It assists on people to get from A to B, and at a time where people want to be outside, I think it's a positive thing. There's no question about that.
Thanks, Mike. Excellent stuff. Lovely to talk to you as always. We'll see how this trial scheme progresses and see what conclusions we draw at the end of it. Thanks very much indeed for coming on and giving us your thoughts today.
Absolute pleasure. Great speaking to you, Neil. Take care.